audio version of Michael Lateman's blog. January 24, 2019. The Jewish Choice, Unity or Antisemitism? Antisemitism above nature. Throughout the period of the last exile, the people of Israel had no awareness of their spiritual mission. We do not see such signs in the statements of Jewish philosophers and thinkers. The wisdom of Kabbalah was greatly concealed. It was a preparatory period, now with more inner or surrounding light, and afterward less, and accordingly, humanity was drawn to one direction, and afterward to the other. It was a time when we had to find out our attitude to religions, check at what price we were willing to sell ordinary corporeal Judaism and leave our faith. The human soul consists of four levels: inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. All these levels also need to be scrutinized. Therefore, the matter did not reach the wisdom of Kabbalah and our duty to humanity, the revelation that we have a higher mission than the simple traditional fulfillment of the commandments. This was a period of scrutiny that continues today. Until recently, people in America thought that the modern emancipation and assimilation of Jews would help them dissolve into American society. It really seemed that it was possible to do this. There was almost no pressure or outright anti-Semitism. If there was some rejection, it was very intelligent and hidden. Many Jews in America, as they once did in Germany, thought that anti-Semitism could be eliminated by even greater assimilation in American society, because the problem is caused by the fact that the Jews are not sufficiently dissolved in Americans. It turns out that 3,500 years ago, in the time of Abraham, the nation of Israel emerged from all the nations, from ancient Babylon, and today, being in modern Babylon, we want to return and assimilate among the nations. This will be the end of us. However, we fail to understand that the choice is now becoming more spiritual. After all, there are no big problems with corporeal differences, customs, the philosophy of Judaism, and education. In the modern world, everything is mixed up. The question arises, why is modern anti-Semitism rising and increasing everywhere, all over the world? This does not apply to culture, education, or statehood. It is a completely illogical, irrational, universal phenomenon that is above nature. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 9, 2020, The Jewish Choice, Unity or Antisemitism, Chapter 6. The Jewish Choice, Unity or Antisemitism? Not a simple connection. The connection that Kabbalah offers as a solution to all problems is not as simple as it may seem at first glance. Initially, this topic can cause confusion and misunderstanding. If we look at our historical path, was it always beneficial for the people of Israel to connect? On one hand, connection is good, but it is important at what level it occurs. Perhaps we are shutting ourselves off from all others by this connection? Or are we selfishly connecting to escape corporeal problems? Or are we connected in order to fulfill our spiritual mission toward the whole world? The people of Israel can connect in different ways, and accordingly their connection must be evaluated. Otherwise we will get confused when it is for the good and when it is harmful. There were many periods in history when Jews connected among themselves, but this connection only demonstrated how much it was not for the benefit of the general process of correction. On one hand, we exist in the corporeal world, but on the other hand, we must achieve our spiritual purpose while we still are in this world. What matters is the purpose for which we are coming closer to each other, and also the purpose for which we are moving away from each other. Both can be beneficial and harmful. It is impossible to judge our closeness or separation unambiguously, but only in relation to the purpose of creation. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 9, 2020, The Jewish Choice, Unity or Antisemitism, Chapter 6. Is there a rise in hate crimes against Jews in 2019? Quora. Michael Lateman, on Quora. Is there a rise in hate crimes against Jews in 2019? At least in the United States, Nearly 60% of crimes religiously motivated in the last year were committed against Jews, with 1,879 such incidents reported during this period. Physical attacks on Jews have also increased nationwide by 105% over the past year. In New York alone, anti-Semitic assaults make up more than half of its reported hate crimes. The question then becomes, how can we disallow anti-Semitic crimes and threats from becoming the new norm? While some American Jews justifiably fear an unknown future, the majority of US Jews are still skeptical about the possibility that a terrible disaster could hit in their homeland. However, reality shows that American Jews' sense of immunity has been lost. That Jewish places of worship, community centers, and homes have become targets is a situation that was inconceivable in the past. In my recently released book, The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, I detail at length similarities between pre-WWII Nazi Germany and today's America, and aim to show how throughout history, whenever the Jewish people become divided, anti-Semitism rises, and often ends up in disaster. On the other hand, as I have been extensively explaining for many years, the way to salvation from anti-Semitism by the Jewish people is in its unity. In order to thrive and survive, the people of Israel have to be united as one man with one heart, that is, to live in mutual responsibility according to the rule, love your neighbor as yourself. These are not merely pleasant or empty words. It is the order of the day. Unity of the Jewish people is intended to bring spiritual prosperity and well-being not only to the Jews, but to humanity. The role of the Jewish people is to be a light unto the nations, providing every person on this planet with a method to achieve unity in the manifestation of a positive unifying example. Anti-Semites harbor unexplained irrational enmity toward Jews. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, this negative sensation is inherently a longing for unity among Jews, one that will fill all of life's gray spaces with light and vitality. There is a chance to unite, and by doing so, stop further escalation of anti-Semitism. But we need to act in the direction of coming closer to each other, and rising above our differences, before it is too late. It is as written, once permission has been granted to the destroyer, he does not distinguish between righteous and wicked. When Hitler came to power in 1933, First Chief Rabbi of Eretz Israel and Kabbalist Rav Kook delivered a sermon in the Old City of Jerusalem in which he spoke about the terrible Holocaust, years before it began. Enemies forced the Jewish people to be redeemed, blasting the trumpets of war, bombarding them with deafening threats of harassment and torment, giving them no respite in the diaspora. The shofar of an impure animal becomes the shofar of Mashiach. Amalek, Pitilara, Hitler and their ilk awaken us to redemption. The one who did not listen to the sound of the first shofar and the ones whose ears are closed up, and do not want to listen to the sound of the second, ordinary shofar will listen to the sound of the impure, invalid shofar. They will listen against their will. Today, President Trump is pro-Israeli, but sooner or later, the administration will change, and a leader can enter into office with a lot less sympathy for the Jews. In such a scenario, the media will limit its coverage of violent incidents against Jews. Less awareness from the authorities and the public would thus make anti-Semitism take a far uglier turn from its current intensification. If the message of our better future depending on our unity reaches listening ears, we will experience a shift to safety, peace, and calm. As long we are given an opportunity to disseminate the method of connection, the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is a duty to do so, as it holds the potential to dissipate all threats and bring us to a newfound harmony. Freedom of Choice, Part 11. Humanity is a single organism. Question: nature has been combining cells for billions of years, until they were combined into more complex organisms. We see that it is good. Organisms became more complex, the spectrum of their sensations became much larger than that of the amoeba. Does nature push us to this only at the level of society? Answer: yes, only in thoughts and feelings, in the mind, and in the heart. If we reach a state where our thoughts and feelings will be in one system, then we will become such a powerful community that rises above all nature, to the level of the Creator, into a state of eternity and perfection. Comment: on one hand, it is good that we are all different. Nature develops us so that individualism is constantly growing. My response: naturally. This is a template of the Creator, aimed to ensure that we are correct and achieve perfection. Question: are we as parts of one organism in which there are kidneys, the liver, and other organs, and all have different functions? Answer: absolutely. What we see today in technology, computers, and everywhere else is built on plus or minus. Question: does it turn out that the life of the whole organism is more important than the life of any particular organ? Answer: no. Here, on the contrary, the property of integrality is manifested, where each particle, each property, is as important as all the others combined. We do not do anything here, do not sacrifice anything. Question: so what should we unite around? Answer: around one purpose. The ultimate goal is our complete unity. Therefore, we need to constantly shrink more and more among ourselves to achieve it. And our general condition, when we are united in our heart and mind, is called the Creator. Thus, we will all rise back to our common root. This is the principle and purpose of our development. Question: is this freedom of choice? Answer: the freedom of will is to get to this, not with imposed suffering, but with your personal participation. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 4th, 2019.